This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Kevin has a question for you that I don't know how to answer right now because I have a hard time with this, but a construction worker at the new Globe Life Field has tested positive for coronavirus. His question to you is, would you go on Friday for opening day still?
Wednesday.
877-881-1053. Text in right now. Hit that music, Reggie. Now, Kevin, this is a situation where I don't know my answer to this question because in the whole world of safety, the proper thing to do is just be like, shut up, idiot, and just go stay at your house and don't go anywhere. The other part of me is like, hold on, the whole world said I can go watch baseball right now?
And I'm going to make the tickets free just to see how people feedback on this. So Manhattan Construction Company, that feels wrong, are the people that are helping build this stadium. And they said they were notified last Wednesday that one of their workers, so obviously in the stadium, tested positive for the coronavirus. So you will be in that stadium a week later than somebody you know for a fact got it. But the tickets are free, and it is a once-in-a-lifetime opening of this stadium for a Rangers game. We'll put aside, this is a fantastical world we're living in, obviously, for a variety of reasons. Would you go to the game knowing the situation, knowing it was free, etc.? Because I know it's a weird question, but I'm really trying to figure out how people are thinking about this. Because you hear, you know, like Bassett gave us an update on people at the Katy Trail. They're just like crowding together. People are still playing basketball and checking one another and all of that.
I saw basketball courts that somebody posted in Fort Worth that people were just packed in tight.
So there are plenty of people who don't give a damn at all. And so, like, I'm sure there's a section of people who are like, well, hell yeah, I'll go to the game. Like, I'm healthy and it's not that deadly to me anyway. Like, you know, I'm not saying that's the case.
Right.
I'm saying, you know, that logic is out there. And there are other people who are social distancing to the max and doing everything they're supposed to do and all of that. So I'm really just trying to figure out where you guys would fall on this and where people in general would fall on this.
I wouldn't go just because we are in, I think, a really tough situation right now. So if you're saying at the end of this week, there's just too many people that probably have it. They don't know they have it. It doesn't mean that it's deadly. I mean, you know, we can talk about all the coronavirus in the world, but I would just say I don't want to get it. I would rather not get coronavirus. And because of that, I wouldn't
go.
Now, if Major League Baseball and the CDC and the World Health Organization all say, hey, curve is down, we're in great shape, let's start functions, we're going to be okay, we're not going to see the stingery spike, and then they have opening day, I'd love to be at opening day for that, but I just don't want to be at opening day this week if we already know that there's a coronavirus case in the stadium and then a lot more people are coming out that probably have it.
Okay, so I just responded to this person. We love the feedback every day. It would be it's awesome, and I love how much the Tolos are rolling with us for better or worse, and especially if you're self-quarantining or just, you know, staying in place, staying at home. From the 469, what a dumbass question. And so all my response was, is why? Because there are a lot of people that are saying, oh, I'm going to go. Like, the first one I saw was, hell no, definitely not, if I have a hazmat suit. From there, from the 214, hell yes, I'm going. From the 903, yes. And there are many, many yeses. From the 817, considering I'm 17 and bulletproof, then yes, yes, I would go. I think there's some sarcasm in there. And then I would go only if I could meet Mike. From the 469, 100% without a doubt, I would go. From the 254, I would go if I got to pick my seat. So if you, like, if you think it's a dumb question because everyone's going to say no, then you're wrong. But if you think it's a dumb question just because you don't like me in particular, that's fine. That's a whole different thing.
I did see one because I'm only seeing a small part of the AutoFlex Leasing fan text right now at the bottom of the screen, but they're flying through. Like, I mean, the texts are coming in massive numbers right now. But I did see one where somebody said, hey, since when did people start caring about their health, honestly? You know, and what portion of people actually do care about their health, if we're being honest about it? And, I mean, I think we all know how bad smoking is for you, right?
Sure.
But how many smokers do we still see exist out there? There are going to be people that no matter what the warning is, they want what they want. And they're not going to let anybody else tell them what to do in these situations unless it comes to brutal force or some sort of force. And I think that, you know, the county of Dallas threatening to shut down 397 parks is not enough for people unless they actually do shut down 397 parks and say, you can't come here anymore because you wouldn't listen to us. We're trying to do something that has caused the world to shut down. But you will not listen because you got to get your party in.
And
all right?
I'm really concerned about this because I don't know if you guys have been in the same spot, but you're hearing more and more grumblings about how tough this is. I mean, like, we're really just kind of getting started, right? Like, it's been 2 weeks in reality. It's been 2 weeks of, like, kind of the new way of living. And you got to think, at minimum, especially with the rules being the guidelines being expanded out over the weekend, you're a minimum of another 5 weeks out. So,
right, and for us in sports world, we're a minimum of 2 months from any type of sporting event happening, it looks like.
Yeah.
We're going to have the whole month of April and the whole month of May of no basketball, no hockey, no baseball. And so I just, to me, looking at this thing, this is a tough situation because we're really, like you're talking about, Kevin, we're in the early stages of no concerts. I know, like, if you're listening and you're flipping channels and you're a music person and you're not going to be able to go to a concert for at least another 6 weeks. Maybe a concert is something that can happen a little bit quicker because it's not like you need a lot. You can be practicing at home, and so you can be like, hey, if we can do this concert in mid-May when they say it's okay, you know, there's no kind of practice that needs to happen. I know there is, but you know what I'm saying. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, take that, Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, this situation now, I'm started thinking, Kevin, is food open in this scenario?
Yes. Let's just say everything is exactly open in this same scenario.
Programs?
Yeah, everything. Everything. Pennants? Yes, yes. Don't just list all the things at the ballpark. Yes.
Foam fingers?
Oh, my God. Yes.
What's next?
If that's the situation, I'm not eating anything while I'm there. I mean, like,
but why? You're going there. You're screwed either
way. Well, that's another reason. Now that's one of the reasons I want to go there.
You're only willing to take certain percentage chance.
Nope.
You're like, I'll go, but I'm not going to eat anything. That should keep me safe.
No. This whole situation, I was saying, okay, one of the incentives for me to go is for the food, and now I'm not doing that either. Mm. I don't even know who's the dude that's going to sneeze on me in my chair. Where's my seat? Am I sitting on the end? Oh, Mike's going to be sitting next to me?
Yeah.
God, and his wife's a doctor, you know?
The tough thing is everybody comes up to me during the game and want to meet me and wants my autograph.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to be around a lot more people.
What if I told you, first of all, none of that. I don't believe any of that.
I don't doubt that at all.
No.
I've been around
Mike.
Man,
look, Scott Harrison came back to see the game. And I'm like, I'm not Scott Harrison. That was a pitcher for the Rangers, and I know we look kind of similar, but I'm not him.
What if they gave you a free two foam fingers?
Matt,
yeah, I was like, who?
Because I always get, because the Hairston brothers, I always want to say, because you know who I'm talking about, Jerry and Scott, and it's Matt who's
the
pitcher. Sorry.
That's okay.
Look,
Mike.
I'm having an F-minus segment.
It's okay.
Right now, this is a bad inning for me.
No,
if
I'm not
like
going to go
and
to
talk
the bullpen.
To me,
I'm
my
not,
address.
I'm not no, going to the bullpen, Mike. I'm not going to the bullpen, Reggie.
Okay.
We're going to stick with this and we're going to make it work. All right.
All right.
Corey, to convince you even more to get in the park, you get two free foam fingers, and that's how you determine where you can sit. You sit in your seat. You extend your arms out with the foam fingers, and nobody can sit in that area.
That's
You're
6 feet.
Social distancing, all right? Are you in now?
Well,
don't look at me
side.
Like that, Reggie. You need to look at the fan cam. That's why you need to sign on, not to see what any of the rest of us are doing. You need to look for instantaneous reaction of Reggie disagreeing with the wild theories that I'm speculating about.
Yeah, I don't think that's 6 feet. Like, that's a 6 foot diameter, but isn't it a 6 foot
okay,
radius?
Okay, professor, these are hard times.
If I sit on the end, then
With the phone finger, you're probably four feet.
Good point. Yeah.
I can put on the end seat, and then I'm bam over there. So, yeah, so bam, I got about 8 feet of distance between. Now, what about people in front of me and behind me, Kevin?
Somebody... If you went in one of those bubble things, so you'd have to go standing room only because you can't really sit in one of those, but you went in one of those plastic balls.
Also, you're rolling down the stairs, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not.
Like, you're
not
just tumbling
that.
Straight
okay,
down
well,
the field.
I wasn't in before, but now I'm going to go because that sounds fun. Look.
That's the only way you're going to go, though, right?
What do you think the fan text is right now? I think it's like 75-25 people would go.
Are you serious right now?
Yes.
I think people are getting stir crazy. My daughter and now my boys. My boys were okay with not going to school for most of last week, but now that we are in now starting week three, one, they had spring break. But I think just being at home, they're ready to go back to school, which isn't happening. But they're ready to go back to school.
Yeah, well, prepare your kids. They're not going back to school this year. All children should know that and rejoice potentially or be upset. But yes, Corey, so this little social experiment was essentially because, remember, the new park was supposed to have its first game on Wednesday. That was going to be the first game we were going to, and that's what's going to be hard, I think, on Wednesday is Bassett had brought it up the other day. It's like, this was going to be our first opportunity to do the broadcast out at the new park on the opening, well, like the home opening day and everything. That was supposed to be Wednesday. A construction worker at the new park tested positive for Corona, and we still have an overwhelming amount of people who would say, yes, I would still go. And so that's kind of why I wanted to sort of run this social experiment and see where people fell on this, because I kind of thought the answer might be yes, and that's where we are.
Yeah, I really, you know, as I was looking through social media, as I was checking out, because I saw the county judge of Dallas is trying to tell the governor, look, you've got to do bigger stuff, stronger stuff right now to help us out, because nobody's really even listening, because from your voice, it needs to be the one from Dallas. We're trying everything we can. And I just
Collin County where we can do anything we want now?
McKinney said, we're not listening to you guys. So that's fascinating, because I'm up here in Collin County too. But then I just saw somebody say that the city of Dallas has White Rock Park is closed. White Rock Lake is closed. They have people at the entrances and they're telling them to go away. So, you know, maybe that'll help, but I'm just surprised that with as many cases as we've seen, as hard as it's been for a lot of people, as much as it's spread, and all the certain little things that keep popping up about this and how much it's affecting, you know, the economy. That's the big part. A lot of people not working, getting fired, furloughs, so many things that there would be like I should do my part here. But, man, the sports world, I understand what Mike's saying too. Being a little stir crazy and not having that outlet, especially if it's something that you really passionately love and enjoy. Because Kevin, you know, one of the donators for Jared Sandler's thing that we do every year, the dinner, she is a Rangers season ticket holder. She is a Rangers fan. She loves the Rangers. I can't imagine that she's like, oh, I've made it to all of these. You know, I've been to all these games. I want to go. But I wonder, you know, what she would say in this situation, too, considering how devoted of a fan she is.
This is interesting to me. From the 469, we're also paying attention to how low the death rate is. Seeing more and more people fully recover is easing some people's minds. I am curious what the death rate gets to where people kind of relax a little bit. Because, you know, I've been following this, and it's about 4.5% death rate worldwide. But in America, it's about 1.6%. And I do think that has oddly made people sort of cavalier about it. But if you told me you have a 1.6 out of 100 chance of dying today, I'd be like, oh, my God, that seems shockingly high. So I don't know.
I think it goes back to early on in the show. The tough thing about the numbers are we're basing some of this off of China, which is probably lying to us on what they know.
Yes.
And so we're not getting real numbers out of.
Oh, Reggie's kind of got a couple more countries to add to that list that infuriated me in the break.
Yeah, apparently over the weekend we found out that both Italy and France hadn't been counting in their numbers people that had passed in their homes, so who hadn't gone into hospitals, and also people that were asymptomatic. weren't being counted in those numbers. So a lot higher. Yeah, that's the tough part about all these numbers is that it's not necessary. We don't have a standard on how we're counting. And then also a lot of that has to do with testing. If we don't test, then we won't know.
Is, just to confirm this, asymptomatic means pre-symptoms, right?
No, asymptomatic means you don't have symptoms.
Yeah.
But you don't have symptoms.
Yeah, so you'd be carrying the virus, but wouldn't have any symptoms.
That's before symptoms, correct?
Not necessarily. Some people carry the virus symptoms. And just don't have symptoms.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
and that's
you can,
the scary part, because we could all be like, I feel fine. You still got it.
I was just curious as to why they didn't call it pre-symptomatic, since, you know, it was before symptoms.
Yeah, it's because it's not that.
I was just curious.
So every time they're like, the U.S. has the most cases, I'm like, do they, though?
We'll see.
That's why they use asymptomatic, because if you just use the alphabet, then you go to,
gotcha.
I'd be symptomatic.
Yeah,
and that means
okay.
that you have the symptoms.
You know what I'm angriest about? I'm angriest at myself for listening to that, because I should have known that was about to be a bunch of nonsense.
I had to recover. I had a tough inning.
Yeah.
I gave up a couple doubles to start
it
off. I was about
strong.
To get pulled, and I needed to come up with a big pitch to get a double play out of the situation, and I just did.
And I'll be damned if you didn't pull that off. Well done, Bassick. That's why we were smart to stick with you.